Therapy Department and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break is Mountain Home leading Benton 18-8. This is the first round of the girls bracket here in the Class 6A state tournament. The winner of this game will face Greenwood Friday at 4 o'clock. We'll talk more about this tournament later on here at halftime. But let's take a look at the scoring summary for both teams. First off, for Mountain Home, they've got Hannah Pfeiffer leading the way with 9 points, all from behind the arc. Another three from Peyton Husky, and then 2 points each from Mallie Tabor, Emma Martin, and Madeline Collins. For the Lady Panthers, they've got three players on the board so far, and not a whole lot of scoring. Anna Davis with 4 points, Italy Gray with two, and also Mackenzie Davidson with two. Benton really did not get anything, hadn't had much going in the way of offense, particularly in that second quarter. Not a single field goal for the Lady Panthers in the second period. Their only 2 points of the quarter came from a pair of free throws from Anna Davis. And also, they're having some issues taking care of the ball, too. I've counted 9 turnovers for Benton, 4 for Mountain Home. And so this game has also had, so far, 1 tie and 3 lead changes. We'll take another break. We'll come back and talk more about this tournament in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home leading Benton 18-8. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
How many of you listening want to improve your job status, your earning potential? But secondary education has always been a dream because you already work full-time. ASU Mountain Home offers online blended courses, which provide online classes and face-to-face instructors. You can train for a new job while holding down your old one. And with the mechatronics, programming, nursing, other degrees, you'll get a sustainable career that's in great demand right now. Classes start soon. What are you waiting for? Apply online at asumh.edu. Your future starts now.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home in 1963. For over half a century, we've invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on Integrity First.
And we welcome you back into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Again, in our score at halftime of this girls' game in the Class 6A state tournament, Mountain Home leading Benton 18-8. The winner of this game will face Greenwood, who comes in as the number one seed from the West. Their record is 20-9. And again, Mountain Home came into this tournament as the four seed from the East. Benton is the five seed from the West. A couple of other girls' games already played earlier today on this opening day of the tournament. Sheridan defeated Little Rock Hall by a score of 42-30. The Lady Yellow Jackets will face the top seed from the East, Marion, tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. And the other girls' game today, it was Jonesboro all over Asylum Springs, 71-42. The Lady Hurricane, who are the number three seed from the East, will play the number two seed from the West, Russellville, tomorrow night at 7. Now, before those two games in Sheridan and Russellville and Jonesboro, there will be one more first-round game tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. That will be between Lake Hamilton and Jacksonville. The winner will play West Memphis Friday evening at 7. On the boys' bracket, we've had a couple of finals from that side as well, as El Dorado defeated Jacksonville earlier today. It was Jacksonville defeating El Dorado by a score of 92-71. The Titans will face Jonesboro tomorrow evening at 5:30. Pine Bluff won the game just before ours. That was the Zebras defeating the Razorbacks of Texarkana 54-43. Pine Bluff will face Benton tomorrow night at 8:30. And there will be one more boys game after this one tonight at 8:30. It will be between Little Rock Hall and Greenwood. And the winner of that game will face Lake Hamilton Friday evening at 5:30. And then one more first-round game tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 will be between Sheridan and Marion. The winner of that game will face West Memphis Friday night at 8:30. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Again, our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Benton 18-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since